I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News. A hackathon starts tonight in Seattle's downtown. This one calls developers and artists together in the name of Bees. It's connected to a new art installment that's going in at SeaTac Airport. The exhibit is called Flight Path. Kate Fernandez is the curator. She joins me now. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
So I understand there are already bees at the airport. Why is that?
Well, our organization, the Common Acre, has over the past year installed up to 20 beehives in the green space around the airport. And we've done this with the intention to help improve this otherwise negative space that, you know, is essentially scrubland, and hope to transform it into a richer habitat that supports the healthy development of bees and other pollinators.
And what is the focus of the art exhibit then?
The focus of the art exhibit is a public exhibition that explores these same topics of flight, pollination, communication. And so in addition to showing some of the photo documentation of the work that's been done outdoors in the exhibit, we'll be showing the work of over 18 artists from the Pacific Northwest who are each addressing this in their own way and medium.
So what's an example? And they're all trying to do some kind of nice art piece that has to do with bees and flight?
Yeah. So, for example, collaborative pair Emily Bess and David Lasky are creating a graphic novel that explores how bees and flowers have co-adopted a common visual language that humans can't even see. Julia Hack, who's a sculptor, is also constructing a bench that's made of reclaimed wood that weaves together these themes of flight and bees and maps that over landscape patterns that one would see when they're flying above the earth.
Okay, so in both cases, it's the way bees view the world.
In those cases, yeah.
So the hackathon, those who attend it, this hackathon will start tonight. What is their task for this two-day period for the participants?
The participants in the hackathon will work together in collaborative groups to identify tech-based solutions that serve some sort of need within the beekeeping community. They'll be working in code or in other substrate that they bring themselves to build materials or things. And the outcome of those creations ideally would connect back to the beekeeping community in some way.
Okay, so it could be an app. It could be all kinds of things.
It could, yeah.
And then it could also be art, which could end up in the exhibit.
Yes.
Okay, great. Kate Fernandez, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fernandez is the exhibit curator for an art installment called Flight Path. It'll be up in the main terminal at SeaTac Airport on June 16th. She works for Common Acre. Common Acre is a nonprofit, and it's organized this exhibit and the beehives that are already at the airport, as well as this hackathon that starts tonight. I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News.